Dear Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for our precious children. Thank you for the life. Thank you for the joy that has filled our hearts today. I pray that even as we go into your word this morning, that you'll speak to each and every one of us. I pray your presence will transform lives here in Jesus' name. And that none of us will just walk out the same way we walked in Jesus' name. And we will all be blessed in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. How big is your God? I want you to answer me. How big is your God? How big is your God? Some of you are just looking at me. You don't have a God? How big is your God?
Very big.
Very big. Our God is so big. He's so strong and mighty. The theme for our children's day is Big God. I want us to start from Psalm 95. Let's go to Psalm 95 verse 3. It says, and I read, "For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods." I read that again, verse 3. "For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods." And the question occurred to me, which I asked, how big is your God? How big is my God? Children, how big is your God? Say, very big.
Very big.
He's very big. And let me show you just a tiny glimpse of what this big God has done. Psalm 24, the scripture that our children presented earlier, Psalm 24, verse 1. I'll read it from the New Living Translation. Psalm 24, verse 1, the New Living Translation. "The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, and all its fullness, all and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him." Verse 2. "For he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean's depth." Well, anyone who knows me know that I enjoy research. So I read that scripture again, verse 2. "For he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depth." Who knows how many years ago the Bible was written? Who knows? How many years ago was the Bible written? Who wants to answer me? How many years ago? Who wants to take a guess? How many years ago was the Bible written? 200? No. 1,000? No. It's been written thousands of years. Thousands of years before technology, before light. That was when the word was written. And then I researched and I found out that scientists discovered in 2014 that there is an underground ocean, three times the water that is on the earth. So we all know that the earth is 71% water, right? And the water in the ocean is, I don't even know how many liters, billions of liters. But there's an ocean beneath your feet, thousands of kilometers down, that is made up of water. But now it's not water as we know it in liquid form. The water is held in particles underneath our feet. And it's three times bigger than the ocean on the earth's surface. Can you imagine that? So the earth is founded or established on water. Just like what Psalm 24 verse 2 says, For he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean's depth. I think that only the Lord can imagine that, because the earth is heavy. And he didn't put water in liquid form, or he put it in particles, because that would be able to bear the weight of it. And he established it on the ocean's depth. And then, because when I was in school, I did science, and the theory was, how did the earth get water? I don't know if you think like that. How did the earth ever get water? I mean, and the scientists have theorized that maybe a large meteorite hit the earth, bringing water. Different theories. But as a result of this discovery in 2014, they said, perhaps, maybe the water that we see on the surface came from beneath. And which explains a lot of things, how water has been able to stay the same over thousands of years. The water in the ocean has not decreased or decreased over time. And then I go to my Bible in Genesis 7 verse 11. What does it say? Genesis 7 verse 11. Genesis 7 verse 11. What does it say? When Noah was 600 years old, on the seventh day of the second month, the what? Can you read out loud with me? The what? What did he do? He burst forth on the earth. And then what happened again? Rain fell in mighty torrents from the sky. So the Bible has already said this from the beginning. Underground waters burst forth on the earth, and rain fell in mighty torrents from the sky. So the Bible has answers to everything, because our God is so big. The wisdom in our God is, you can't even comprehend it. And Genesis has already told us what God did, how water came in the earth. Waters came from the deep and waters came from the sky. Our God is so big. He's so big. He founded everything. He created you and I. Have you looked at your eye? How do you see? The eye is one of the most complicated organs in the body. And they have not even been able to discover how it works. But God, in his wisdom, created the eye. And it didn't take him thousands of years to create it. He created it in a blink of an eye. That is how wise our God is. So next time when people try to belittle God, or when you feel like, oh, think about this, that God that created you, he's the one that sustains you. Without him, you will not be here. Without him, I will not be here. Imagine for a second, God gets angry with the whole world and decides to just turn the water underneath the earth to liquid water as we know it. What will happen? The earth will be completely destroyed. But his mercy has kept you and I, because he's so big, he's so great, and he's so mighty. Well, how many letters are in the word big? How many letters? Three. How do you spell it? How do you spell big? B-I-G. Well, I'm going to share three things about how big God is. Number one, he's too big to fail. He is too big to fail. Since when he created the world, we've not lived for long, but have you ever seen in the news for 1 minute that, oh, the sun refused to shine? Have you ever heard for 1 minute that, volcanoes just erupted in one country, say, for example, Russia? You know, Russia is everybody's enemy now. Russia, and destroyed the whole country. Have you ever heard that? No. Therefore, if he created the world, and he did create the world, and with everything going on, the sun sets at a specific time of the day, light travels at the same speed, Everything happens precisely, accurately. Thousands of years. He has not gone off 0.001%. Then God is too big to fail. He's too big to fail you. He's too big to fail me. Keep trusting him. And I want us to rise up in our hearts. Because of circumstances we face, we've tend to diminish God to our level. We bring him down to our level. If you ask some people, oh, can God do this? You hear, oh, I hope so. Like, really? The God that created the earth, I hope so. The God that made you, I hope so. He's too big to fail. There's a song that comes to me, it's in Yoruba, but I'll translate it to English. The God that uses the earth as his footstool. He's too big to fail you. He's too big to fail us. Look at our campus. If we had reacted in the natural, and thank God for what we've been learning, that we didn't just react in the natural and play into Satan's plans. We rose up in praise. We rose up in thanksgiving. And God did what only he can do. Let's go to Hebrews 13 verse 5 in the New Living Translation. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Don't love money. There's a joke some of my friends, they say, you have to work. Or in the Yoruba language, fashelo is work. And what is the bottom line of it? Money. I want to have the good life. I want to be able to build my house. What if you ask some people, what is your testimony? Testimony, God gave me a big house. God gave me a big car. God gave me a Lamborghini. God gave me money. Money. No. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. He's too big to fail. And the God who has promised us in his word that I will never fail you, will he fail us? No. Would he, for one time, would he ever fail us? No. So let's trust him more. Let's trust this big God that created the universe. Let's trust him. And he says, I will never abandon you. The second thing I want to share is he's too big for any problem we're currently going through. He's too big for any problem we may face. He's too big. Think about whatever problem you're going through and put it beside the Lord. Who is bigger? Okay, we are not sure. Put your circumstance beside you. On one side, and put God beside the problem. Who is bigger? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? And then, why is it that many times when some of us face problems, we pull away from God? We run away from God. We stay away from fellowship. We go to friends, anybody that can help us. We don't turn to the Lord, who is bigger than any problem. He's too big, bigger than any problem. And if we trust him, if we just learn to trust him, his bigness will just overwhelm those problems and transform it. Trust in the bigness of our God. Let's go to Psalm 46 verse 1 in the TPT. Psalm 46 verse 1. For the pure and shining one, by the prophetic singers of Korah's clan, a poetic song to the melody of hidden things. God, you are such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. So don't run away from the Lord. Don't seek answers where you can never find an answer that lasts. Go to his presence. He's a safe and powerful refuge. You are a proven help in time of need. Anytime you go through situations that we all go through, is either you are in one now or you'll be in one in the future. Think about light. If the sun has never gone dark for 1 second in the whole world, he's proven. He's reliable. He's a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough and always available whenever we need him. So he's there. Don't run away. I see this so much. People run away from the Lord. You stay away. Come to him. He's a proven help. More than enough and always available because he's always there. Since I was born, I've always seen light. I've always seen the moon. He's always there. As sure as the rain, as sure as the sun, as sure as the sand, as sure as water, he's always there. So go to him. He's a proven help in time of trouble. And he's available. Some of us have had bad experiences with our parents and we project that image onto who God is. God is better than the best dad. Sorry, daddy, he's the best dad, but God is a better dad. God is better. He's the best dad and he's there. He will never abandon us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough and always available. So go to him. Don't stay away from his presence. Don't seek help where help will not last. Find help in him because his help is always sure and readily available. Amen. The third key point is he is too big for Satan. He is too big for Satan. Therefore, we must never be afraid of Satan. Some of us who grew up in an African background and especially watching some movies, we come out with a fear of Satan or a fear of jazz or a fear of voodoo or a fear of so many things. You see people, there was one we were learning in Bible study. If you want to travel and you ask some people, when are you traveling? They won't tell you the day. Let's say they are traveling on Monday. They'll tell you they are traveling on Wednesday. Why? Because they are afraid that you will jinx their flight. Who is your faith in? Satan? Because Satan is the author of jinxing. He's the author of voodoo and witchcraft. Is your faith in Satan or your faith is in God? We must never be afraid of Satan. And even more, Satan is defeated. Jesus defeated him on the cross of Calvary. So he can't do anything to you as a child of God and just do and undo and kick you around if you don't give him place. If you give him place, then he can do and undo. But if you are in Christ, he can't just pick you and pluck you the way he does to people in the world. God is too big for Satan. Let's go to Revelations 21, verses 7. The conquering ones will inherit this gift from me. Do you notice that he didn't say the defeated ones? He said the conquering. And that just backs up what another scripture tells us, that we are what? We are what? More than conquerors. In ourselves? Through Christ, the conquering ones will inherit this gift from me. I will continue to be their God, and they will continue being children for me. Revelations 12, verse 7 to 12. Revelations 12, verse 7 to 12. Thank you. Then a terrible war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the great dragon, that is Satan, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But what happened? But the dragon did not have power to do what? To win. And they could not regain their place in heaven. Please continue. So the great dragon, who is Satan, was thrown down once and for all. He is the serpent, this ancient snake called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole earth. He was cast down into the earth and his angels along with him. Then I heard a triumphant voice in heaven proclaiming, now salvation and power are set in place, and the kingdom reign of our God and the ruling authority of his anointed one are established. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who relentlessly accused them day and night before our God, has now been what? Has now been what? Defeated, cast out once and for all. So can he go back to heaven? Ephesians 2 verse 6. What does he tell us? He raised us up with Christ, the exalted one. That means he raised all of us with Christ, the exalted one. And we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. And what are we now? For we are now co-seated as one with Christ. So we are above Satan. We are seated with Christ above Satan. Satan was cast down. We have been lifted up. So we should never be afraid of Satan. God is too big for Satan. He is too big to fail. Like I said, and I'll repeat myself, anytime the thought comes that, will this work? Can it work? Just look to the sky. Look to trees. Look around. As it continues to exist, as the rain comes, as the sun comes, as the speed of light never changes, the law of physics holds true today because the laws that it's founded on is unbreakable. If those things can remain, God is too big to fail. Number two, he's too big for any problem you're going through. So don't run away from him. Don't pull back from him. That is one of the tactics of Satan, wanting to convince you to believe that you can find help anywhere else apart from God. No, run to him. He's a father. He's always there, always available, ready to receive you. And the last one, he's too big for Satan. So never be afraid of Satan. Never be afraid of one witch or wizard, whatever it is. They are defeated. Satan has been cast down. We have been lifted up and we are seated with Christ in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you for listening. Amen.